In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is quiet now. It is quiet here, and it is quiet there. The Virgin and Joseph, her protector, have finally arrived this night in Bethlehem. But as you know from the Gospels, they are not out strolling the streets or bragging about what's to come. No, they are like any other wandering, wayward family, simply looking for a place to lay their heads. But don't let this quiet and this wandering fool you. Don't let it fool you like it fooled that evil one. Of course, the evil one, Satan himself, he saw all of this happening too. He saw it in real time. He saw them arrive after a long journey. He saw them go to that inn, and he saw them being turned away. And for a moment, or maybe for a night, the evil one thought that he had won the day. Yes, it is quiet there, and it may be quiet here, but it is not quiet in heaven. In heaven tonight, there is a sound, a gentle rumble, the sound of a song that is beginning to come together on this night. Because heaven knows what the evil one does not know. Heaven knows that with this birth and with this baby, the entire world is being utterly transformed. That is what this night is all about. This is not just any other night, but this is the night from which all nights receive their light. Because this is the night when God himself comes near to us. This is the night when God becomes one of us. This is the night when you and I see again that God is for us and not against us. This is the night when we know just how much God loves us. Because the God of heaven, literally with no gaps, comes to us this night so that we might come to him. So rejoice this night. Rejoice especially as you come forward to venerate the icon of this night. Because even in the quiet of this Christmas Eve, God is here and he is making all things new. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born.